This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Seppi Ayin, MPT, owner and founder of From the Heart Physical Therapy, specializing in myofascial release. Seppi, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. The pleasure is mine.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, what is myofascial release therapy?
Sure, I'll be glad to answer that question. In my opinion, myofascial release therapy for many people who have been in pain and dealing with dysfunction, it truly is a discovery of hope. It is the missing link to many people's pain and dysfunction. Here at From the Heart Physical Therapy, we specialize in the John Barnes' myofascial release approach, which is a very gentle, safe, effective, and whole-body, mind-body treatment approach that is very successful in reducing pain, whether it be acute or chronic pain, and helps to restore health and function. And the way it's done is through releasing restrictions within this body's fascial system. So in a nutshell, this is what myofascial release therapy is.
And Seppi, what is fascia and what causes fascial restrictions?
Sure. Fascia is the connective tissue system of our body. It's truly what connects us from head to toe. Fascia is an elastocollagenous tissue that runs uninterrupted from head to toe in a densely woven three-dimensional web-like fashion. And this web surrounds, supports, and protects every organ, every muscle, every bone, nerve, blood vessel, and cell inside of your body. So each part of the body is connected to and can influence every other part of the body through this fascial web. And in essence, fascia is the immediate environment of every cell in your body and can affect the wellness and well-being of every cell in your body. Now, what causes fascial restrictions? Some of the things that cause restrictions are traumatic things, physical or emotional trauma, injuries like accidents, falls. Surgery definitely is a big one, scar tissue, even repetitive postures and movements like many of us today deal with, having to be on our cell phones and iPads and computers for repetitive hours. And so those are some of the things that cause tightness and tension and shortening of this fascial web, which then lead to pain and dysfunction for many people.
And Seppi, how would you say this is different or better than traditional physical therapy?
You know, I have been in the field of physical therapy for 28 years, and I've worked in many different settings of therapy, from inpatient to outpatient, neuro, ortho, you know, pediatrics, geriatrics, all of it. And I, for the last 17 years at From the Heart Physical Therapy, all we specialize is in the myofascial release approach because of how effective it is. And the reason I feel it is so effective is because we don't just treat the pain. We often will go and look for what is causing the pain in an individual. We will evaluate the whole body, assess the patient's posture, and look at where the main dysfunction or the cause of the pain is, and then treat the entire system to eliminate the cause. So in my opinion, this is true individualized healthcare or therapy. We do not follow protocols, and we do not treat every single patient the same way, because each individual needs a different set of techniques and care to overcome their pain and dysfunction. And the best part of the work that I absolutely love is that through the course of treating our patients, we teach them and pass on the tools so that the patient can become their own therapist and continue this work throughout the rest of their lives so that they can have the power to take care of their pain and not have to rely on us fully and completely to get rid of their pain. So those are some of the main differences.
Today we are speaking with Seppi Ayin, MPT, owner and founder of From the Heart Physical Therapy, specializing in myofascial release. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Therapy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, does myofascial release target only the physical aspects of pain or emotional as well?
Myofascial release is really incredible because it addresses both. Some people only are dealing with physical restrictions or physical symptoms and pain, and many other people often have an emotional component attached to their pain. So we never know that, but when an individual comes to us through the process of opening up their fascial restrictions and realigning the skeletal structures and the musculoskeletal structures, a lot of times people who are holding on to some emotional components of trauma or something that may have happened to them that they're still holding on to within the physicality of the body, those emotional components can come to surface and be released and dealt with. So it addresses both, to answer your question.
Also, Seppi, what are some conditions that can be treated for men, women, and children?
Oh, goodness. There are so many conditions that can be treated with myofascial release, but I think some of the common ones that most people can relate to would be things like your usual neck pain, back pain, sciatica, different kinds of headaches or migraines, degenerative joint or disc disease, TMJ, all kinds of orthopedic and neurologic dysfunctions, things like tennis elbow, plantar fasciitis, frozen shoulder. And, of course, caring for people before and after surgery, like, you know, any kind of total joint replacement, hips, knees, shoulders. For children, we deal with a lot of scoliosis, torticollis, any kind of birthing traumas, cerebral palsy, and again, sports injuries or neurologic and orthopedic conditions. And then, of course, for women, there are certain conditions that a lot of women are dealing with, such as pain and symptoms they may deal with after birthing injuries, things like endometriosis, pelvic floor pain, urinary urgency, frequency, and incontinence, and obviously menstrual problems, and even in some cases infertility. We've helped many women get pregnant. And then, of course, C-section scars, episiotomy scars, because we did touch on how scars can create a lot of fascial restrictions. Those are some of the conditions, common conditions, that we are treating and are very successful with. But, of course, there are more conditions.
Certainly sounds like a host of situations and ailments can be addressed using myofascial release. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. I'm very grateful that I have this opportunity to share this information with your listeners and your public, or the public, actually. I'd like to leave people with this message that myofascial release doesn't have to be something that they consider only when there is pain, dysfunction, or when quality of life is being affected because of pain and dysfunction. Myofascial release is extremely powerful in a preventative form. If we take care of our bodies and stop the body from deteriorating, then we can gracefully age and get older without having to give up our quality of life. So anyone who has a fascial web can benefit from this work. I highly recommend people look into this. For many people, this is a last resort, and my goal and passion and hope is that more people become aware of this work being out there and an option for them to consider. It's very effective. I love this work, and we have helped many, many people by treating them with myofascial release.
Certainly some eye-opening information, and we can't thank you enough for sharing it with our audience. And I tell you, it's probably opened a lot of eyes as well. And a lot of folks will be looking into myofascial release therapy. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on From the Heart Physical Therapy, and how could they also be in touch?
From the Heart Physical Therapy is a very unique place. It's truly a healing center. It's a lovely place in the San Fernando Valley, in Reseda Ranch, border of Northridge. We have an amazing lush garden for our patients to walk through before they get to their appointments, and we focus on helping people get rid of their pain, dysfunction, and returning them to their active, healthy lives that they used to have. It really is a one-of-a-kind place, and our website is the name of our business, www.fromtheheartphysicaltherapy.com, and people can go to the website and read more about this work, and it definitely is well worth it.
Seppi, it certainly has been our pleasure. Thanks for what you're doing within the healthcare space, and thanks for joining us on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Take good care of yourself.
And thank you. We've been speaking with, once again, Seppi Ayin, MPT, owner and founder of From the Heart Physical Therapy, specializing in myofascial release. And for further details and to learn more, visit FromTheHeartPhysicalTherapy.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.